From the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this is The Gateway. It's Monday, May 4th. I'm Abby Lurico. Alarm Will Sound has spent 25 years interpreting new music in a range of styles.
We pride ourselves on being able to tackle the widest range of exciting music being written today. And sometimes it's a little bit hard to talk about exactly what we sound like, but that's actually a feature of the group.
STLPR's Jeremy Goodwin shares how an anniversary concert this week will outline years of creative exploration. That's coming up after this news on The Gateway. Missourians could decide later this year on whether it should be much harder to overturn voter-approved initiatives. That's after the group Respect Missouri Voters says it submitted enough signatures over the weekend to put the question on the ballot. Under the Respect Missouri Voters initiative, voter-approved measures couldn't be changed or repealed without a vote of 80% of the legislature, and those alterations would have to go to a statewide vote. Benjamin Singer of Respect Missouri Voters says Missourians are fed up with the legislature overturning voter-approved measures. For instance, lawmakers repealed a 2024 ballot item instituting paid sick leave.
So if the politicians take their job seriously and are willing to send things to a vote of the people, then we don't have a problem.
If the Secretary of State's office confirms that the group received the required number of signatures, the initiative will appear on the November ballot. For the first time in St. Louis history, the president of the Board of Aldermen is on maternity leave. Megan Green officially began the time off last week, just in time to welcome her baby Friday, according to a social media post from Green. Congratulations to the family and welcome to the world, little one. Board Vice President Shane Cohn is serving as acting president. Cohn said in a statement that he's committed to keeping the board's work moving forward. Another St. Louis alderwoman is raising concerns over how a data center near the Armory was approved. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum has more about what Alderwoman Ann Schweitzer thinks should happen next.
The Board of Aldermen approved a conditional use permit for a data center near the Armory in Midtown. But Schweitzer says the board should have waited until the Planning Commission and the Board of Aldermen pass guidelines for how the facilities are approved. Schweitzer says a lot of her constituents are concerned over data centers' environmental impact and potential costs to residents.
Will these affect their utility bills? Will they affect how much they're paying for energy and what energy needs exist within the grid?
In a statement, St. Louis Mayor Kara Spencer says backers of the Midtown Data Center have agreed to a number of concessions and added the project could provide millions of dollars in revenue for the city. I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.
You can listen to more of Schweitzer's appearance on the Politically Speaking Hour at stlpr.org or wherever you get podcasts like The Gateway. Hundreds of people rallied in St. Louis Friday seeking fair wages and standing against actions by ICE. St. Louis Public Radio's Lucretia Wimbley says immigrant advocacy groups and community organizations came together in protest on International Workers' Day.
Protesters sing in unison at Allo Plaza in downtown St. Louis. Tyrell Banks is one of them. Banks says Trump's involvement in international affairs has negatively impacted the U.S. economy. He says his mom is a single mother and is still raising his two younger brothers.
She's working well over 60 hours ever since I was young to feed her kids. And it sucks that, you know, with less kids, she's still having to pay the same amount because the grocery prices keep going up.
Several community advocacy groups spoke against data centers and sought greater investment in the city's north side. Members from the city's Board of Aldermen and former U.S. Representative Cori Bush also attended Friday's rally. I'm Lucretia Wimbley, St. Louis Public Radio.
The first phase of a large-scale effort to honor veterans in Grafton is nearly complete. The National Memorial of Military Ascent, hoisted along the bluffs, includes 12 life-size statues commemorating the U.S. Army Rangers who climbed the Pointe du Hoc cliffs on D-Day during World War II. Grafton Mayor Mike Morrow says the idea was inspired by several trips he took to Normandy, France.
I tell everybody it's a memorial for everyone, not just the military, but also the civilians and everyone that supported it.
He says more than $3 million in private donations were raised to fund the memorial. Its grand opening will be on June 6th at the Grafton Visitor Center and Museum. Three nonprofits are adding nearly 1,000 acres to the White Rock Nature Preserve. That's about 30 miles south of St. Louis. STLPR's Will Bauer reports the addition will eventually expand hiking trails and protect an important local habitat in southwestern Illinois.
The Conservation Fund, Illinois Audubon Society, and local conservation group Clifftop all teamed up to buy the 965 acres last week. The purchase will connect the existing White Rock property and another reserve just outside Bellmire in Monroe County. Clifftop owns White Rock and will eventually take full ownership of the new parcels in the next 18 months. President Bob Weck says it's an exciting development.
For lots of species that rely on large uninterrupted tracks, it becomes a really important corridor. And as I said, it's going to simplify our ability to manage the property, having one cohesive parcel.
Weck says it will likely be a couple of years before the new property is open to the public because Clifftop needs to restore the land. I'm Will Bauer, St. Louis Public Radio.
Innovative orchestral ensemble Alarm Will Sound celebrates its 25th anniversary with a career-spanning concert at the Grandel in St. Louis tomorrow. The group is fresh from its first Grammy Award for playing a style sometimes called contemporary classical. Fans of the genre simply call it new music. Two founders of Alarm Will Sound, Gavin Chuck and Alan Pearson, explain its approach to musical discovery.
For me, new music is curiosity and discovery. So the first thing I let people know is that these really are new sounds that we are discovering alongside them. I'm Gavin Chuck. I'm the executive director of Alarm Will Sound.
I'm Alan Pearson. I'm the artistic director and conductor of Alarm Will Sound. There are brilliant composers who come from, you know, the kinds of conservatory backgrounds that we do, making thrilling music in our tradition. But there also are people who are making really extraordinary music coming from completely different backgrounds.
The idea came up in the group to arrange the music of Aphex Twin. Here was music that was created in a machine, not meant for human beings to play. There was a faction of us that thought it was a great idea and a faction of us that thought it was a terrible idea. By the way, I was one of the people that thought this is a terrible idea, and I'm glad I was overruled. The avant-garde of electronica and the avant-garde of classical performance, they somehow actually end up being close enough that we can make a contact point between them.
We're sort of between an orchestra and a band. We pride ourselves on being able to tackle the widest range of exciting music we've written today. And sometimes it's a little bit hard to talk about exactly what we sound like, but that's actually a feature of the group.
The fact that what we're doing is new means that we have to spend a lot of time workshopping, coming up with new ways of using our instruments, new ways of creating. We have always prioritized making time to really work with composers and other creators.
Donica Dennehy is one of Alarm Will Sound's deepest and most important collaborators. This piece, Land of Winter, is based on the cycle of light in Ireland over the course of a year. We were working on rehearsing and preparing it for the first performance, and we did something that we sometimes do when working on rhythmically hard music, which is that we put our instruments down and just vocalize the rhythms. And Donica said, "Oh my God, that's amazing. Can you do that in the concert?"
Thank you.
are so invested in discovery. I don't necessarily know exactly what's going to happen, except that I know that we have this artistic family that is on this journey together.
That was Gavin Chuck and Alan Pearson of Alarm Will Sound. St. Louis Public Radio's Jeremy Goodwin produced that story, which was edited by our Brian Moline. The Gateway is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, a listener-supported service of the University of Missouri-St. Louis. Our theme music's by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur, but this, more Alarm Will Sound. I'm Abby Larico, and from the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, thanks for listening to The Gateway. May the 4th be with you.